Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into the transformative guide, Design Your Future, by Dominic Quartuccio. In this insightful read, Quartuccio provides a roadmap to shake off the shackles of comfort and complacency and embark on a journey towards a more purposeful and joyous life. He arms readers with practical strategies and tools to effect change starting right now, offering an essential handbook for those yearning to be the architects of their own destiny. Author Dominic Quartuccio, renowned as a motivational speaker and counselor, draws on his extensive experience in aiding business leaders and innovators in unleashing their true potential. By sharing the principles he's used to proactively craft his own path, Quartuccio extends a compelling invitation to improve our present and sculpt an even brighter tomorrow. Design Your Future is an inspiring read for high achievers, entrepreneurs, and CEOs looking to elevate their personal and professional lives. It's also a vital resource for coaches and mentors dedicated to guiding others towards peak performance and fulfillment. Join us as we explore the key lessons and thought-provoking wisdom from Quartuccio's work that can empower you to design a future brimming with success and happiness. Design Your Future: Three Simple Steps to Stop Drifting and Start Living. Introduction. Chart your course to a fulfilling future. Does success truly equate to happiness? Imagine this. You've achieved everything that's supposed to make you elated. A hefty paycheck, a picturesque house, a family that's the envy of your social circle, and the car you've always dreamed of is gleaming in your garage. Yet there's an unshakable sense that something isn't quite right. The job that once sparked joy now drags you down, and the hobbies that used to ignite your enthusiasm have lost their luster. If this scenario resonates with you, you're likely experiencing a common phenomenon: life's drift. With the hustle and bustle of work and personal obligations, who really has the time to pause and ponder deeply about life's true calling? Moreover, fears and doubts often stand guard, barring the path to change. The thought of leaving a stable 9-to-5 job to pursue a passion project seems impractical. After all, the bills won't pay themselves. Dominic Quartuccio, a seasoned life coach, argues otherwise. His perspective is that with the right mindset shift, accompanied by proactive steps, anyone can cultivate the life they yearn for. A life custom designed for maximum fulfillment. Embracing change is uncomfortable, no doubt, but with the right strategies and the willingness to break from routine, transformation is within reach. Stay tuned as we embark on a journey of self-discovery. Discover why meditation could be the cornerstone of your success. Learn the importance of concentrating on a solitary goal and uncover the methods to escape the gravitational pull of entrenched behaviors and thought patterns. Part 1. Breaking the Shackles of Life's Monotony. Imagine the archetype of success: a high flyer with every marker of achievement, yet shadowed by a profound and inexplicable discontent. They feel restless, as if caught in an undercurrent of dissatisfaction they can't quite grasp. This is a classic sign that life has entered the doldrums of predictability. The predictability trap ensnares many. It's deceptively comfortable in its rhythms and routines. Picture this. You're ensconced in a well-paying job. Your personal life follows the conventional script: marriage, children, a settled existence. But as life winds its way into a set pattern, days become a series of robotic motions, commitments eat away your time, and the thrill of challenge dulls to a mere whisper. For those with an intrinsic hunger for achievement and exploration, this cycle is stifling. The brilliance of their spirit is often dulled when tied to cyclical tasks and unvarying schedules. Despite running tirelessly on life's treadmill, they're trapped in the same spot, ending the day with an energy-drained slump on the couch and starting anew with just enough vigor to cycle back into routine. But how does one fall prey to this snare? Enter limiting beliefs. Think of every instance you framed your life choices with should. I should secure a steady job. I should expand my family. I should prioritize others over myself. These are the shackles society lays upon us. Constraining though they may be, they're not inherently negative. However, if your pursuit of them stems from societal pressure rather than personal desire, they're unlikely to lead you to happiness. Then there's the paradox of digging deeper into discomfort, striving harder in a role that leeches away joy, with the mirage that just one more promotion or pay raise will usher in a utopian lifestyle. But this too is a futile endeavor. Without heart or passion, such paths rarely lead to fulfillment. So, what's the way out of this labyrinth of monotony? One word stands tall: change. Ready to embark on this transformative quest? That's what we'll delve into next. Part 2. Embrace change and step forward with courage. Imagine you're trekking the well-worn path of habit, where every step is measured, predictable, yet utterly draining to your soul. Why do so many endure this path without veering off course until a crisis hurls them into the unknown? At the heart of this inertia lies one paralyzing emotion: fear. The fear of uncertainty is a powerful deterrent. The well-known adage says it best: better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Despite the dissatisfaction with the present, the thought of venturing into uncharted territory is daunting. Could things turn out even more dismal? And then there's the process of change itself. Taxing and uncomfortable, akin to the societal minutiae of swapping out a cable provider. Another force anchoring us to the familiar is the prospect of emotional turmoil. The concern is understandable. Change does stir the pot of emotions. However, what often goes unacknowledged is the emotional toll of the status quo. The ongoing discomfort of a stagnant relationship or an unfulfilling job can significantly outweigh the transient pain of change. So, how does one move beyond this impasse and reinvent their life? The roadmap consists of three critical steps: awakening, disrupting, and designing. Awakening signals the dawn of self-awareness. By stepping back and observing one's behaviors and habits, it becomes possible to identify the patterns chaining us to unhappiness. Any meaningful alteration begins with recognizing what needs to be changed. Next on the journey is disruption. This stage involves actively breaking the cycle, challenging the habits that contribute to dissatisfaction. If overeating is your vice, try abstaining briefly and investigate the underlying motives. Is it stress, or are there other buried feelings? The final, empowering phase is designing. Rather than being an architect of the status quo, you become the creator of a fresh, positive routine that aligns with your aspirations. Let's delve into this transformative stage and uncover the blueprint for crafting a life of our dreams in the upcoming sections. Part 3. Your future self holds the key to transformation. We know that fear can anchor us to our current way of life, preventing us from branching out to territories unknown. But what if it's not just fear? What if the real barrier is a disconnect with our future selves? Economist Hal Hirschfeld from the UCLA School of Management offers an enlightening perspective on this. His research, probing into the brain's response to thoughts of the future, revealed something striking. When individuals considered their lives in the coming years, their brain activity mirrored that of contemplating a stranger's life. This neurological evidence sheds light on why it can be so challenging to leave a stagnant position or relationship. We simply can't envisage the effects of our current choices on our distant selves. To pioneer change in our lives, forging a bond with our future persona is crucial. One powerful approach to achieve this is through visualization. The story of Chris, who worked grueling sales shifts in the medical appliance industry, illuminates the technique's potency. Burdened and unsatisfied, Chris struggled to escape the rut he was in. Guided by the author, Chris ventured into a mental journey towards his future. What would 3 more years in his draining job look like for his motivation, his relationships, and importantly, his own appearance. The vision that materialized was alarming but necessary. This glimpse allowed Chris to confront the reality that not changing was a far worse prospect than any immediate discomfort change might bring. With newfound clarity, Chris left his current path to search for a profession that aligned better with his future aspirations. By visualizing and connecting with the person we're set to become, we enable ourselves to make current decisions that avert future pain and dissatisfaction. Visualize, reflect, and dare to redefine the path that leads to your envisioned tomorrow. Part 4. Unlock your potential through the power of meditation. Within the toolbox for personal transformation, meditation stands out as an invaluable instrument. It's a cornerstone of the awakening process. And now, let's delve deeper into its transformative abilities. Our lives are often steered by habits, to the point where we operate on virtual autopilot, repeating the same routines day after day. Meditation steps in here, coaxing us away from an autopilot existence. Its essence lies in creating a momentary pause between what happens to us, the stimulus, and how we react, the response. It trains us to become impartial observers of our own thoughts, to witness them without immediately acting upon them. Practice breeds patience, and it's through regular meditation that we start to interrupt our instinctual behaviors. Instead of groggily rolling out of bed and trudging to the office each morning on autopilot, you begin to contemplate, is this the life I truly want? Questioning the status quo marks the dawn of change, but patience is key. The author's journey is testament to this. At first, his meditation sessions planted the seed of desire to transition from a corporate worker to an inspiring life coach and speaker. His initial response was to dismiss the idea, fearing a life coach's income wouldn't stack up. Yet, 6 months of persistent meditation honed his ability to detach from these financial fears. The next time his calling whispered to him during meditation, he was ready to listen. The excitement, now unclouded by fear, radiated clearly. The transformation was set in motion. He left his unsatisfying corporate life to embrace his calling as a life coach. This pivotal shift all began with the simple act of meditation, giving himself the space to truly contemplate and align with his deepest yearnings. Part 5. Revolutionize your life by confronting habits and curating your circle. Picture an all too familiar evening routine, arriving home exhausted, reaching for a comforting glass of wine, and collapsing onto the sofa for hours of mindless television. While this might offer temporary solace, it's unlikely to leave you fulfilled. So, what's the key to transforming these habitual post-work hours into something truly enriching? Disruption is your ally here. It's not a quest to renounce all forms of leisure, but an endeavor to recalibrate your relationship with customary indulgences, like entertainment or alcohol. Consider setting yourself a challenge. Could you commit to 100 days without alcohol? Or perhaps forego TV and Netflix for a 3-month period? If digital engagement is your vice, try transforming your living space into a smartphone-free sanctuary for a fortnight. The purpose of these self-imposed trials is to detach from automatic actions and to relearn engaging in activities by choice. Instead of habitually sipping a beer or opening social media upon returning home, you pause and deliberate. What activity would genuinely enrich my evening? After a temporary hiatus from these routines, you'll be in a far better position to weigh the absence of old habits against the benefits of newfound pastimes. Another transformative approach involves being discerning about your social engagements. In an era where endless connections are just a click away, the thought of launching into dozens of new relationships weekly is overwhelming. Instead, focus on nurturing a small, meticulously chosen network of meaningful and inspirational relationships. As for the rest, it may be time to prune. While it might seem severe, prioritizing quality over quantity in your social life ensures that the connections you maintain are fulfilling and genuine. Bid farewell to engagements out of mere politeness. It's time to invest in relationships that truly resonate with your values and aspirations. Part 6. Achieve more by pursuing less, the one goal at a time. Strategy. For the ambitious among us, the list of aspirations can be as long as the line at a blockbuster movie premiere. The desire to learn a new language, sculpt a beach-ready physique, and climb the career ladder simmers within, but capacity and energy are finite. The secret to actualizing these dreams? Focus intensely on one aim at a time. You might nod and think this advice is grounded in simple logic, yet it's precisely this straightforwardness that leads eager achievers to bypass it. As a life coach, the author has witnessed countless clients try to juggle a multitude of goals, only to find themselves overextended and ultimately unfulfilled. Keeping up the momentum toward an objective is much tougher than the initial thrill of embracing it. Imagine the evolution of a romantic relationship from the spontaneous, carefree early days to the nuanced, effort-intensive commitment it demands as it matures. The same principle applies to goals. They require consistent dedication. Thus, starting with a modest, achievable aim not only improves your odds of conquering it, but also strengthens your goal-achieving muscle. Seeing one goal through to the end will bolster your confidence in your ability to meet future challenges. The clarity of your intentions is paramount. If slimming down is your objective, for instance, it's crucial that the why behind it truly resonates with you. Slipping into a snug pair of jeans may not fuel your fire for long, but pursuing weight loss to revitalize your intimate life? Now that's a source of inspiration that's likely to keep your motivation burning. By channeling your energy into a single target at a time and anchoring it to a driving force that matters deeply to you, you're more likely to transform your towering goals into tangible realities. Part 7. Master your future with the power of scorecards and daily rituals. Navigating life without tangible achievements can stir an undercurrent of anxiety and lead to an unsettling drift. Addressing high aspirations amidst a sea of other responsibilities can feel insurmountable, but there are straightforward tools at your disposal that can help steer the ship. Enter the realm of scorecards, a tool that underscores your efforts and shines a light on the path to your goals. A scorecard is simply that, a checklist of objectives you've set out to accomplish within a certain timeline. The power in this approach is visual. Seeing your goals checked off one by one not only affirms your progress, but also stirs an ongoing motivation. The author's personal commitment to a 90-day goal of abandoning TV, forgoing dessert, and securing 8 hours of sleep each night manifested in the form of an increasingly marked-up scorecard. It showcased his achievements and, importantly, provided context when he occasionally faltered. Remember, everyone has off days. Rather than letting a singular setback derail you, look to your scorecard and realize it's just one drop in an ocean of commitment. Let it not demoralize you, but rather reinforce your dedication to proceed. Another instrumental tool comes in the form of daily rituals. These are the bookends to your day, your morning launchpad, and your evening wind down. First, evaluate these blocks of time critically. Are your mornings a frenzy of emails and social scrolling? Swap this out for something more fulfilling. A morning workout or a period of quiet contemplation can make all the difference. As for evenings, they set the stage for rejuvenative rest. A calm night can prop up your day on both ends. Limit distractions and partake in a peaceful meditation or a simple mindfulness practice as you tuck into bed. A settled mind promises a deeper sleep, and this restorative downtime is crucial for both body and mind. Through the strategic use of scorecards and anchoring rituals in the morning and evening, you gain the tools to effectively design your future and ensure that every day starts and ends with purpose. Part 8. Success. A journey of incremental progress and unwavering focus. There's a mantra that echoes through the corridors of Facebook's bustling headquarters, one that resonates with wisdom. Done is better than perfect. For those who strive for the stars, This principle is a compass for navigating the journey toward success. The pursuit of perfection can often hamstring progress, creating an insidious barrier to completion. For the quintessential high achiever, this can be a tough reality check. After all, the high achiever's DNA is threaded with strands of 120% effort, ceaseless inspiration, and unwavering resolve for success. Yet, the lofty heights of such aspirations can sometimes cloud a fundamental truth. Not every day will be a resounding success. There will be days smudged with fatigue, encumbered by doubt, and lacking the luster of productivity. On these days, it's vital to remember that any progress, whether it's 75, 50, or even 25% of your goal, is a step in the right direction. Consider the commitment to a daily meditation practice of 30 minutes. It's a laudable goal, but let's face it, life happens, and some days, finding that half hour will be a struggle. On such days, don't surrender to resignation. Instead, adjust your sails and aim for a more manageable quota, perhaps 20 minutes. Keeping the momentum of daily practice is crucial, even if the ambitious threshold is not always met. The cumulative impact of small, consistent victories cannot be overstated. These micro wins can lead you to a pivotal breakthrough, gradually but surely edging you towards your grandest visions. Picture the undertaking of writing a novel, a vast and intimidating venture. But break it down to the manageable task of writing 500 words each day, and within just 90 days, you could have a manuscript of 45,000 words. From blank pages to the bones of a book, this is the might of incremental achievement. Any dream can be distilled into reality with the proper mindset, often by fine-tuning our perspective or our approach to obstacles. And the linchpin in this transformative path? The very decision to break free from the mundane, to embrace disruption, and to zealously pursue what ignites your passion. As you've seen throughout these sections, it's that decisive first step that propels you from dreaming to doing, from the routine to the extraordinary. Final summary. Life's comfortable groove can trap even the most successful among us in a mundane cycle devoid of genuine fulfillment. For the restless high achiever, there's a deep-seated need for change, for challenges that incite passion and growth. But often, what binds us to stagnation are the fears of financial instability, societal expectations, and the daunting unknown. The decision to reclaim the reins of your life requires courage to confront deep-seated fears and the determination to forge a unique path that resonates with your aspirations. Thankfully, a treasure trove of strategies exists to guide you through this metamorphosis. Establishing mindful daily practices, diligently tracking progress with a scorecard, or finding tranquility through meditation, these methods pave a route to unlocking your vast potential. With every intentional act, every mindful choice, and every step taken with conviction, you're sculpting the contours of a future where passion and purpose reign supreme. These insights have charted a course, pointing you toward a horizon brimming with possibility, a future deliberately designed by you, for you. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.